HNC website and hit the bleed stop button.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
What they do? They smile in your face.
All the time they want to take your place. The backstabbers.
Backstabbers. They smile in your face.
Good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. For all the Donald Trump dislikers, all who unfriended Donald Trump, I hate to tell you that you're going to wish that you had not probably attacked him so viciously, because right now the campaign against Donald Trump is succeeding. The attacks, via the courts, accusing him of malicious evil, is all false. It's a lie. It shouldn't be believed. It's not real. But the powers that be are using, and I had mentioned 2 weeks ago, I'm going to go back and try to find the article, but just for memory, the campaign against Donald Trump using the mainstream media was going to be they were going on an all-out campaign to destroy him. Propaganda media. And it is being successful. Donald Trump, they are going to destroy him. They are going to discredit him. I know that, like I have stated previously on many programs, that they're going to be successful. Donald Trump is not going to, even if this whole country, the Republicans, the MAGA, the Democrats, if everybody voted for him in this coming election, he will not take office. If he should win the election this year, he will not take office. Donald Trump's political career is coming to an end. You're watching him being destroyed right now. And they're going to be successful. I hate to tell you the truth, but what you're seeing is this campaign against Trump, using the agencies and the media of this country and of the world, is destroying his chances to resume power as president ever again. His political career is coming to an end. This is just the way it is. I have been over the weekend watching what is happening, the 47 counts of all 47 counts are lies. And like Donald Trump stated last week, they are prosecuting an innocent man. True. This is true. Trump stated here over the weekend, he said that Biden is trying to jail his leading political opponent, just like they did in Stalinist Russia or in the communist China. This is absolutely true. He has been so demonized by the machine that was never elected to run this country, but the forces behind the scenes, you know, the term shadow government, the term deep state, hidden state, star chambers. Now the American people that really want to know the truth realize that they're behind the scenes. There is a cabal of wicked people, evil people, and I believe, like Newt Gingrich said, they are skull and bones. They are involved in the skull and bones, secret societies, Freemasonry, Jesuits, in positions all over this country, a Jesuit plan, people that are sworn to protect not only Catholicism, but an occult agenda. And they are in power. They will not be removed from power. They are the group of people, a collective of groups, NGOs, government agencies in this country, working with government agencies abroad, that are what Cecil Rhodes stated. It would be a new world order. And George Bush Sr., a new world order. The secret societies that have been putting together a very powerful system that is known as globalism, a new world order that is Luciferian, it is Illuminati, it is 100% occult, they will be successful in destroying Donald Trump, eliminating him from his position as rightful president still of this country. He is still the president, but they are going to remove him forever from political office. We'll be back.
Hi, my name is Sam Cheshire. My wife Lisa and I own Build Design America in Longmont, Colorado. We've been in business for over 30 years, offering full-service flooring to Northern Colorado. A few years ago, we started into Kibis Studios. We offer full-service kitchen and bath remodeling, along with a design service. We're located in Longmont at 665 Frontage Road. Our phone number is 303-772-1202. And we also offer free design services. So give us a call, 303-772-1202.
Hey friends, Freddie Freeman here. A wise man by the name of Ben Franklin once said, by failing to prepare, you are preparing to fail. So go to 1360khnc.com and click the Patriot Supply button and make sure you're prepared.
With plenty of survival products from emergency survival food, water filtration systems, survival coffee, and more, My Patriot Supply has got the perfect gifts for you. Just click that Patriot Supply button only on 1360khnc.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Reasons to Own Gold, number 175.
Universal basic income, where the government just gives people money because they won't be able to live and provide for their families because the dollar has been devalued beyond comprehension while never admitting to inflation. Prosperity never comes from the printing press. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592 or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
So I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but concerning Donald Trump, I am watching, as the whole nation, as the world is watching, the prime ministers and the leaders of the world are watching very closely what is happening presently with Donald Trump. These people in the other nations, they are fully aware of the great obstruction of justice in this country in what is happening in this political race. Donald Trump stated it more clearly than I could even state it. Biden is trying to jail his leading political opponent. Is Biden going to be successful? Is Obama going to be successful? Those that are behind the curtain, just like they did in Stalinist Russia or in Communist China, they're going to be successful. I'm telling you, I remember Watergate. I was a young man. I remember what happened with, you couldn't get the truth. No one knew the truth about what was going on in Watergate. They didn't know, really, Democrats, Republicans. It was too opaque. And this isn't as opaque as it was back then. This is a straight-out coup against the President of the United States, who is legitimately still the President, Donald J. Trump. He's the legitimate president. Obama is just an imposter put in place by Luciferian globalists, the Illuminati, secret society members and Skull and Bones, and you go on with all of the other secret societies in this country. And Ron DeSantis is a Skull and Bones member. He has sworn his allegiance to the globalists. Don't even if Ron DeSantis comes out and to protect Donald Trump, forget it. He's a globalist. He is there to destroy Donald Trump, just like the machine behind Joe Biden. The whole machine, the big machine, the hidden machine, the occult machine, the globalist machine. Are they going to be successful? Is it possible that they're going to put Trump in jail, incarcerate him? I think it's tomorrow, if I remember correctly, he has to appear. Don't discount what these evil people will do. Don't think it's not possible. I've given the analogy of a hurricane that began to hit this country politically and in every way, starting with Jimmy Carter. I have given many times, numerous times on my program, initially when I began, not just my Sunday program, the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry, but here on The Present Truth, I have presented Donald Trump from 2017 as the legitimate president of this country, and 2019 when he was in 2020 when he was not allowed to take position, that he's the legitimate president of this country, that he would be in 2016, I was even saying that he would be president of this country before he was elected, because I see it in the Bible. I see Hillary Clinton in the Bible, and Hillary Clinton would never be president. America would never have a female as a president. And then in 2020, when January 6th, and before, when Donald Trump was not allowed to resume his position in the White House, this was the coup already. He won the election legitimately. But you woke up in the morning and Biden had won the election. He was put in place by Obama, by the Obama machine. And he's still in place because of that. And the only one that can replace Joe Biden, in my view, according to the prophecies in the Bible about Donald Trump, the main one being, there's two of them, on the day that King Solomon dedicated the temple in Jerusalem, he prophesied about Donald Trump in the future, a stranger would come and visit the land of Israel. The stranger Donald Trump visited fulfilled that prophecy in 2017. The second prophecy in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10, a riddle of seven kings, seven presidents in the United States of America. I rehearse this, I repeat this, I present this time after time, and Donald Trump is that seventh president. And the eighth president that will, or the person that will replace him, will have to be an individual from the group of six prior to Donald Trump. And the only one that, according to the scripture and according to practicality, it can't be Carter, it can't be George Bush Jr., it can't be Bill Clinton. The only one that is healthy enough, young enough, popular enough, is Barack Obama. Barack Obama will come back to power, in my view, according to the prophecies in Revelation, the riddle in Revelation 17, verse 10. And Donald Trump has been, the momentum behind him was, you might say, he was moving in such a direction that the powers that be behind the scenes made the decision, we have to hinder, stop, slow down, impede his momentum. We have to do it using every means possible, even illegally, even unconstitutionally, and they are doing it. The hurricane that ended, the intensity of the hurricane that ended with Barack Obama when he left office and was replaced by Donald Trump, that the winds calmed down. But since Donald Trump was removed from that position, the political winds, the destructive winds in this country to destroy this society have picked up once again. The winds of destruction are touching everything, destroying every moral principle in the Bible, from homosexuality to bestiality to you name it. I can go on and on. And Donald Trump was the eye of the hurricane. What is happening and what is going to continue to happen, the direction that's going to take place, the momentum that Donald Trump had, that momentum is going to be eliminated. or the momentum has been interfered with. He will never have the momentum that he had. He will not be able to recover from this. This legitimate president will not recover. And now, with what's happening in Ukraine, the only nation to ever, in the last 120 years, to actually be a viable opponent of the United States of America has been Russia. And Russia is the opponent right now that is the flak catcher. Russia is really God's way, whether you see it the way I see it, I'm not going to ask you to believe me. Russia is the nation that is basically holding back the heavy winds of this hurricane that has begun in this country. This nation, the powers that be in this nation, have made the decision to continue to resume, to increase, to move forward with the plans for world hegemony. And Russia is in the way. And China and Russia both, because of an agreement they made a year and a half ago, which they basically together made the decision to openly resist the New World Order. Not just America, but the globalist, Luciferian, Illuminati New World Order. They made that declaration in February the 4th, 2022. I repeat this, Henry Kissinger back in the 70s told the policymakers and the Pentagon and military in this country, you cannot allow Russia and China to make agreements. You must keep these two nations apart. The threat to America's world hegemony, and Kissinger was talking about it back in the 70s, already the plan for world hegemony was in motion. Kissinger told this government, do not allow Russia and China to work together, because when the two of them, they decide to unify, they will put an end to the globalist plans of the English through the Pilgrim Society and the American Pilgrim Society in New York City. These two secret societies, they're sisters working together. They know that it will take America and European nations to strangle and force Russia to tap out. In one sense, they don't want to destroy Russia as a landmass. They just want to break the power structure in Russia and force Russia to tap out. And then America and England can move into Central Asia and control the world. But they've missed that opportunity. Russia and China, in February the 4th, I think it was, of 2022, they declared to the nations that they will work together to do many things. But it was an open declaration that the leaders of the world saw. It was basically they were saying in a diplomatic way, we are at war with the unipolar nations of the West. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
To all the Tommy's Barbers and Blades customers out there, we appreciate you so much. We're doing a gift card giveaway the entire month of June. All you have to do is tell a friend to come in and see us or make an appointment and make sure they tell them your name and KHNC as the code, and both of you are in the drawing for $100 each of a gift card. Your friend gets entered once, you can get entered for as many times as you tell your friends. So make it happen, 720-745-0783.
Hi, this is Dana from Saddle Up Western Saddle and Tack Shop in Gilcrest, Colorado, right off Highway 85 and County Road 31. We are your one-stop equine shop. We offer saddle fittings on-site and off-site. Our motto, fit the horse, fit the rider, fit the budget. You can call us at 303-772-7821. Visit us on the web at saddleupcolorado.net.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit TejiboTeaClub.com. Tejibo is spelled T like Tom, A-H-E-E, B like boy, O, then continue with the word tea and then the word club. The complete website is TejiboTeaClub.com or call us at 818-610-8088, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-610-8088, TejiboTeaClub.com.
Blue Dragon Spa in Longmont, Colorado, 1811 Hover Street, 720-680-0492. A new spa started by Steve, the Red Pill Truth guy, and his wife, Valentina. Drop by.
We offer manicure and pedicure, facial, and more.
We have new, state-of-the-art equipment, and we use the best materials available. Yeah, give us a call, 720-680-0492. We're at 1811 Hover Street in Longmont, Colorado.
Everything very good. Just come in and enjoy it.
Hey, Joe Gigante, host of the regular Joe Show. Together we'll tackle the hottest topics, be it politics, entertainment, or the culture, unapologetically through the lens of true conservatism, weekday morning starting at 7 on KHNC 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I'd like to hold it in my arms and keep it company. I'd like to see the world for once.
That's the song I hear. Yeah, it would be nice if we could walk hand in hand, but that's not going to be possible. I was thinking also, Cactus and I, we were out over the weekend, and it was rainy. But it was a nice drive. We had a good time talking about, oh, the future. And about Donald Trump, this man, the nations of the world are watching the power of American hegemony, or the power of the wicked rulers of this country. They are watching everything from a distance, and they are shaking in their boots. Because they know that you cannot interfere, you shouldn't interfere with the plans of the globalists that control this country. There are consequences. There'll be a price to pay. And they're watching a very powerful political figure. One of the most powerful, one of the most well-known, the most well-liked political figures in American history. You don't have to agree with me. I'm not asking you to. But I'm telling you, he is the seventh king, the seventh president in the riddle in Revelation chapter 17, verse 10. He is one of the final presidents of the United States of America. He's the next to the last. Joe Biden is not the president. He is disqualified. Donald Trump is number seven. And number eight is coming. And number eight was of the six preceding presidents. It won't be Clinton. Clinton is not well. It won't be Bush Jr. Donald Trump destroyed the Bush dynasty. The political dynasty, I should say. I don't want to say dynasty because the Bushes were just a political dynasty. The Clintons were, yes, a political dynasty, but there's a dual dynasty with the Clintons, with Bill. Bill is not only a political dynasty with his wife because of their involvement in politics, because Bill being the governor of Arkansas at one time, but because Bill comes from a lineage, a dynasty of very powerful people in America. I believe the research proves he is the son of a Rockefeller. He's not a Clinton. He is the son, legitimate son of a, well, maybe he's the illegitimate son of a Rockefeller. So he has a dual dynasty feature to him. Politically, a political dynasty, and a lineage of a financial powerful dynasty from an industrial giant, John D. Rockefeller. His great-great-great-great-grandson. But Bill will not resume power again. George Jr. will not resume power. Donald Trump destroyed the Bush political dynasty forever. Now, the only individual that could possibly come back that would have the political power, would have the power of all the agencies, the backing of all the agencies in this country, that would have, that has the backing of almost all the dedicated Democrats, and would even have the backing of some of the rhinos within this country in the political world, and someone who would be looked at as an individual who could change and help remedy the problems in this country, and maybe even internationally, it would be Barry Satoro. That would be the only person, the only two people that could really make a difference in this country presently, in the next 6 months. One would make a difference in a very positive way, Donald Trump. But that's not going to happen. The other who would make a difference, but in a very negative, destructive way, would be Barry Satoro. Those are my understanding and study and what I have researched. The Democrat Party, they would embrace and they would look for ways to put Barry Satoro back in power. They would destroy the Constitution. They would allow the financial world to completely crash. They would allow, too many things. But they would do pretty much whatever would be possible to bring him back. Because he is their man. They like his policies. And also the military would like his policies too, because you see, he would continue and would exacerbate the military going into nations like Venezuela, into Syria, into some of the OPEC nations to control the oil fields in the Middle East. We're there again in Syria, expanding the military base in Syria. The big control center militarily in the Middle East is in Baghdad. That's a sophisticated military operate space vehicles. It is a military base in Baghdad. Very sophisticated. We control operations throughout the whole Middle East, and that was the center of the operations in Afghanistan. Now we're in Syria. Obama, his plan was to destroy Bashar al-Assad in Syria and to bring in an American like a Zelensky, to bring in a puppet to control the Middle East. And that is still the agenda of this government. That agenda hasn't changed. That objective is still the same. We'll be back. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
1360KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
The Naturally Inspired Health Summit. Real solutions for healthy living. June 24th at The Ranch in Loveland, next to the Budweiser Event Center. Come and meet local providers like Gail Lynn, inventor of the Harmonic Egg, adapted athlete Rustin Hughes from Be Bold Adapted Living, Christy Sullivan from Vitality for Life, Christy Hall from Living Well Health Group, Children's Health Defense, and Weston A. Price Foundation. Get your tickets now before prices increase. Visit Naturally Inspired HealthSummit.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code
KHNC.
And for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
So that's my read on what's happening. And in Ukraine, the media is trying to get the American people and the people of the world, which the other nations of the world know what's happening, but in this country, that Ukraine and the push and this new offensive by Zelensky is, they're going to be successful. They are anything other, they are nowhere as successful. They are being taken to, I guess the word, the Ukrainian soldiers are being put in a meat grinder. I think that as of probably yesterday, there's been probably 30,000 casualties that are injuries, and probably, I think it's up to about 8,000 or 9,000 Ukrainian troops that are dead. And there is a, in Ukraine, they're, these soldiers are trying to desert. They're trying to save themselves. They don't want to go to battle because they know they get to battle. And like one guy said here 3 months ago, he knows that should he be sent to the front lines, he won't live 12 hours. Once he's put out in the firing line. Then just this week, NATO, just today, I believe NATO began the largest air exercise in its history, which is disrupting air travel throughout all of Europe. And Emmanuel Macron, there are protests in France, and they're now calling the democracy in France a rubber bullet democracy. Emmanuel Macron is trying to silence millions of French people protesting against him. And then out of Russia, the Security Council member Valentina Matvienko, she stated that a deep crisis in liberal theology has hit both the Western nations and the world as a whole. Western nations have embarked on a path of fierce confrontation with Moscow, following Washington in its attempts to preserve its global hegemony. Most modern Western politicians and government officials do not even try to understand that the world is going through a major transformation and is nothing like it was 20 to 25 years ago. This transformation that we're going through presently, out of in the last 20, 25 years ago, there was a thought conceptually only of a multipolar world, a system, financial system, of a system of trade that was different than the control of American petrodollar control. It was conceptual. But now, it's not conceptual anymore. 25 years later now, we have a multipolar world. Nations who are working jointly economically outside of the petrodollar system. This is causing big conflict for the West. America is being isolated from the nations that are joining and becoming part of the multipolar world nations. They have their own digital system. They have their own banking system. They will have their own world bank. They will have their own, basically, if a nation wants to develop, they won't come to the United States to borrow from any of our treasuries or the World Bank to fund operations in their nations. They're not going to borrow they're not going to be controlled by American financial institutions anymore. The IMF, they're not going to be controlled by the International Monetary Fund, the World Bank. they're going to have their own, and they already do have their own system, where if Peru wants to build infrastructure, dams, whatever, they're not coming to America for U.S. dollars or American blessing. They're not coming to the United States anymore for blessings on what they do in their nations. So this has been, this is truly a different world that we're in. Secondly, like I had read last week, and when I read this article and began to study this and understand what I'm going to present to you again, it all, I realized that America, we don't have territories. We have colonies. And the only nation in the last 140 years that has been, you might say, working with nations to help them, to keep them from the control of American colonialism is Russia. This is why Russia is so, right at this time, Russia is the enemy of the unipolar world nations, because Russia is the only nation that has been able to be successful against American colonialism, American world hegemony. We'll be back.
This Father's Day weekend, take Dad to Colorado National Speedway. Saturday night, June 17th, it's NASCAR racing, including the Rock and Roll Brewery Pure Stocks. Then it's Father's Day, Super Sunday, Monster Truck Show. And the Rock and Roll Brewery Beer Tent will be there both nights. Free Rock and Roll Brewery bumper sticker for Dad while supplies last. Saturday night, June 17th, it's NASCAR racing. Then Father's Day, Super Sunday, Monster Truck Show. Get advanced tickets at ColoradoSpeedway.com.
Hey folks, Larry Elder here. The rumors are true. KHNC listeners are loving Y-Refi. They're investing in a secure collateralized portfolio with a high fixed rate of return that's not correlated to the stock market or to the Fed. A portfolio where you know what each monthly statement will look like with no surprises. Your interest is compounded daily, you're paid monthly, and there are no fees. You can turn your income on or off, compound it, whatever you choose. And get this. There is no loss of principal if you ever need your money back. El Dorados, you got to get in touch with Y-Refi. I've met with them personally, and take it from me, the great Eldersky, they are trustworthy, honest, and you can earn a fixed rate of return up to 10.25%. Just go to investyrefi.com. That's invest, the letter Y, then R-E-F-Y.com, or call 888-YREFI-24. Click on investyrefi.com or call 888-YREFI-24. You will be glad you did.
It is not because men have made laws that life, liberty, and property exist. On the contrary, it is because life, liberty, and property existed beforehand that men made laws in the first place. What then is law? It is the collective organization of the individual right to lawful defense and punishing injustice. Frederick Bastiat, The Law.
And I know as I'm presenting this to you and discussing this, this is huge. A unipolar, a multipolar world, the control of America through colonialism. Now, another thing that is in the view of most people is that really another vital, how do I put this? This matter, this war in Ukraine, this is a war against Russia. It is a war against the Russian Orthodox Church. At the same time, there is a war in Ukraine, Zelensky and the Nazi religion against the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. There is another war beginning in Kosovo again. This is a war against the Christian Orthodox people in that area once again. When Yugoslavia was divided, this was not just a war against Yugoslavia as a great nation, a powerful nation. It was also a war against the churches in the Ukraine. In the United States of America, during the Obama administration, there was a war on Christianity that most evangelical Christians never saw, never recognized, didn't understand. There was during the Obama administration. During that administration, there was the Clinton and the Podestas in a campaign called the Catholic Spring. The intention was to infiltrate Catholicism and change the doctrines and the structure of the Catholic Church. This is another thing that is happening with this unipolar, in the unipolar world nations in Europe. What has been the main, where has been the hidden attack of the religious world in all of the European countries? Germany, Austria, France, England, it goes on and on. Even in Norway, Sweden, it has been a war on God's churches. We're seeing a war with bullets, bombs. This is just one view. We have to look at, during the Obama administration, it was a war on the Christian people, evangelical churches, and all the other mainstream churches. And the churches that weren't targeted were the churches that were part of the system controlled by this government. And I focus on American World Hegemony, but I need to spend more time presenting to the Christian people of this country, of America, you are under attack. With the LGBT, with all of these violations of the Ten Commandments, this will bring the destruction of this country. This is not an accident. This is the plan of those that are members of the kingdom of darkness that serve the leader of the other kingdom. Satan is building his kingdom. And to build his kingdom, to be successful, Christianity as we understand it, the thought of God and the true worship of God must be destroyed, eliminated, stopped. Not just frustrated, not just hindered, but destroyed. This is what's happening in Ukraine. The objective is to destroy the Russian Catholic Church with the Russian people and their belief system. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hey folks, as a CBD user, I can attest to its effectiveness. And now my kind CBD products are available at the station. You'll see tinctures, salves, lotions, creams, coffee, cocoa, tea, and much more. You'll even find CBD retinol cream. KHNC also carries my kind pet products, including shampoo and tincture, allowing your best friend to enjoy the same benefits of CBD that you do. The best prices, the best quality, and all THC free. My kind CBD. CBD as nature intended.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.